Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you're doing absolutely amazing as always. Yeah, heck yeah. Without any further ado, I would like to welcome you to the next episode of the Apex Show. After a pretty long time, it's great to be back. Just to excuse myself, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be giving you excuses, but I'll just rather amalgamate the transition. Just was busy with kind of different things that I've been working on. That was the reason why I didn't even get back to you here for about a week or so. I mean, like, since I came back from Miami, everything has just, like, crumbled in terms of my habits and, I mean, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say it like that, like, not habits, but in terms of, like, just rather me recording these episodes for you every single day. That's about it. Not sure what else to say. I mean, like, the purpose of this episode is kind of like just to break down a few of the strategies that I've grasped in the last few weeks, share them a few, be like just full book for you, just so that you can do whatever the heck you want with the strategies that I'll teach you, and then just go ahead and crush it. That's pretty much it. Just like to give you a spin on, I mean, like, I've been continuing on this transit. On this tradition for a pretty long period of time in terms of tracking my time, and like perhaps just to share a bit of my experience with this, since, like, even from the beginning of me actually starting recording these podcasts in 22nd of October 2023, the day before I actually turned 22, so I was still 21 technically, and I just, like, kind of yeah, like, just a few, I guess, like, a week after that, I made a decision that I would just, like, fucking go and start tracking my time. Like, every single day, I would just go ahead and track my time. And, wow, it's, like, just a powerful feeling hit me. Like, it's just a feeling of consistency, actually sticking to the results and to the resolutions you make. Now, in terms of, like, me grasping different kind of, ideas or different kind of concepts in terms of marketing, I would say, like, it's very important for you to spend a lot of time just actually mastering marketing in terms of grasping all the important concepts and so on. It kind of solves a lot of your, it's like a pretty much just simplifies everything to its purest essence and shows you where you should actually put your majority of your energy. But yeah, where do you even kick this off? So the groundwork is that, like so to say, the amount of work that you're doing is paying off. The more you put in, the more you get out. Like, the more you learn, the better you get. The more you try, the more you reach out, the better you get, the more confident you get, the more sales calls you have, the better you get at sales calls, the more speaking you do, the better you are talking. Like, for example, for me, for some reason, I feel kind of confident, and, like, just the words are flowing out from me without me even having to expend any considerable efforts today. It's almost 2 a.m. right now, and it's just flowing, which is amazing. And it's been something I wanted to achieve for a pretty long period of time, like, just really being essentially free to do whatever the heck I want, that speak however the heck I want on in the mic as well. So actually, one tip that I'll give you is that when you have a mic, it's kind of, and you plug your headphones in, you're able to record your audio, and the audio immediately goes into your headphones, so you're essentially listening to yourself while the whole entire thing is being recorded. That's the reason why you see the guys in podcast studios have headphones, and this is the same thing that I'm doing right now, so I'm essentially listening to myself. Pretty powerful, just for you to try it out if you want to just wiggle around and, like, make something happen. So yeah, where to even start? That's a great question. In terms of time tracking, it's pretty harsh. Like, I would say, like, I've had two brief pauses in terms of my time tracking. The first one when I actually went to Dubai, so I didn't track for a day or so. That's been quite a blast. But kind of it took a lot of my focus, essentially like my entire focus. Like if I when I look at my stats and like the ability of me to produce and focus, and it wasn't the thing that I was before. Then like a week after that, I flew to Miami, came back sick. that was a lot. But I mean, like there are people who are traveling way more. It's just like for me, it's yeah, just like the beginning in terms of traveling and stuff. So. Yeah, the plan is still pretty much kept intact in terms of actually hitting 10,000 hours of pure work. It's getting a bit tough, I would say, in terms of actually sticking to the KPIs. I won't lie, it gets pretty ridiculous in terms of actually dedicating so much, such a big portion of your life just to actually hitting a goal of yours. Like very similar, like running a marathon or something like that. I'm still sticking to my gym routine. That's pretty much unchanged. And yeah, like if I should just summarize everything in a bulk part, it's just like a big realization of me is that like the better and more you specifically define the things that you're actually good at and the things that you're not good at, and the more focus you place on these specific things, the longer you do it for, the better you actually get. So it's kind of like very important for you just to specifically define the things you want to be good at. And then in terms of actually, this is even perhaps even a bit more important, just really redlining the stuff that you want to be great at, pushing your limits, like learning everything that's out there, like taking the tutorials that are out there, applying them, building on top of them, just being ridiculous and relentless in terms of their application of what you've learned, and going through the materials again and again and again and again and again and again, until you know them from the back, from the front, from the behind, from left, from right, from underneath, from like all the different sides that are there. And it works. Like it's the more you, I would say, like from the beginning part, it's just like about acquiring certain knowledge, then it's just more about going out there and applying the knowledge that you've learned. And even perhaps even a bit more about like going ahead and actually getting rid of the mental blocks that you have. Not blocks, but like essentially the limitations that you feel you have that are preventing you from going forward and achieving it even different goals of yours. Not sure what else to say, or what else to share with you. It's pretty interesting. It's just about 68 days that I'm have until the end of the college period of mine. It's interesting, and even in terms of like utilizing the time that you have in the best way possible. In terms of if you have any goals, then like just freaking go ahead and redline them. And again, I think great. I mean, like the best, or like even a sort of a feeling that I've experienced many times in my life was like, okay, like this wasn't freaking any special. Is that you go ahead, you know, achieve something, and you don't really feel that special, or like the thing doesn't really feel that big of a deal. Like for example, for me, like I'm eating a lot, not eating a lot, I'm like just keeping myself in a good physique, but like okay, freaking then you go ahead and like have a big lunch in one of the best restaurants in the world, which I'd done like a month ago. Like a huge freaking it was actually a huge freaking dinner. You have that, and you essentially feel bloated the entire time. Like you feel horrible because you ate just so freaking much. Your macros are not intact. You smoke a cigar, and then you can't breathe. What else? I mean, like just these are freaking experiences. I'm literally just trying to excite myself more in terms of going ahead and achieving more. But yeah, like the biggest bulk part of everything is just like having clear vision of what you're actually working on, working towards to, and being super dedicated in terms of how you approach the stuff. it's more of like, okay, when you go ahead and like essentially ask yourself the question of, okay, who the heck you are, the first thing that comes to your mind, like essentially like that kind of describes you, who you essentially are. And when you're not a different kind of a person, but you're the person who you told yourself you are, then that pretty much describes, okay, whatever the heck you're here to achieve, or like the type of results that you're achieving. And if you're not currently very happy with the results you're achieving, that they're like the next best part is that like you should go ahead and like change whatever the heck you were doing or working on. That's about it. That's about it. Not really sure what else to share with you. I guess it was just a bit of a short episode for me, just to get back to you, get back to my routine in terms of actually recording these episodes for you. The big part here is that just kind of see the trends that are in the world and align yourself with the trends that you see in the world, and just stick with that. That's pretty much it. Not many other things I would share with you. Be the best in the thing that you want to be working on. I'm pretty much working on that. And it just takes time, effort, and reps under the bar. And just keep doing that until you see the results. So with that being said, it was a pleasure speaking to you for the past 12 minutes. Keep it on, keep the game on, and keep pushing it. I'm your biggest fan, and I'm going to catch you soon.